This must be it. The infamous Fitzroy House.
It doesn't look like much of a house.
It's not the house that's the famous part. It's what lies inside.
Hence the absence of a completely free-standing house?
Correct, Harriet. Whatever remains lie here. I'm sure there are some answers.
Alex, just be careful.
I have a mission, Harriet, and I need to see it through. Of course I'm going to be careful.
Legend says that even though the house burned down, some structural integrity still remains, merely because of the presence of the supernatural.
Hence why it's such an odd arrangement. According to all records, this place burned down. How it's still standing is beyond me.
Alex, I must ask, what are the odds that someone else is here?
Those odds are highly unlikely. Who would be wasting away in this old dump? Ah, oh dear.
What?
I'm afraid I've spoken too soon.
Excuse me, may I ask what you are doing here?
What? Us? Oh, nothing. Just decided to do a spot of house hunting. I could ask the same of you.
Me? I'm Wally Winker. At your service, of course. I'd tip my hat if I had one, but I'd need to speak to a hatter about acquiring such an investment.
What are you doing here?
Why, my dear, I'm the caretaker of this property. Do you have an issue with that?
No. It's just that there's nothing really to take care of.
How do you mean?
Well, for one, this house has almost fallen to pieces.
Oh, I'm afraid you will never quite understand what it is I'm really guarding.
Try me.
It's beyond your imagination, that's why. Hang on. You, the boy, you seem ferociously familiar.
I do?
Arthur, isn't it? Archie. Archibald? Archie. Andy. Andrew. Alec. Yes! You're Alex!
How do you know my name?
Oh, well, I don't know you per se, but I have heard a lot about you. I'd shake you by the hand, but, I wouldn't want to dirty my fingers. No offense, of course.
Do you know this guy?
I've never seen him before in my life.
Oh, my dears, we've never met. But the interconnectivity between all things make it not a small world, but a bigger world with lots of connections. Have you ever been involved in the strange or absurd at all, Mr. Alex?
Why?
I'm an interstellar being from the celestial realm, a place beyond your comprehension. And you, my dear Alex, you should be dead.
How do you know that?
I know many things. I sat on the Council of the Celestial Order and watched when you should have died. But thanks to your lover, Hannah immortalized you into a magnificent tall tree. The axis tilted ever so slightly, didn't it?
Alex, is this true?
Oh, believe it, baby. It's all the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Alex here should be dead. But I think we're all missing the bigger question. How did you, Alex, return to flesh?
It's complicated.
Oh, go on, my dear boy, go on. I've got all day, not to mention eternity.
Maybe if I get to know you better and on more mutual terms, I will tell you. For now, that information stays with me.
Oh, very well, suit yourself. No big rush. However, I'm not accustomed to your friend here.
Harriet, she's the one who started this whole mission, aren't you?
And I recruited Alex to help me. I know he's had dealings with the Strange, and that is the kind of help I needed.
Then answer me this. Who do you work for?
I don't work for anybody. I'm merely trying to answer my own curiosities. It was 2 years ago that this house burned down on April 4th, 2020, and I intend to find out why it's still standing so freely.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I really would.
Well then, you're gonna have to work for it.
What do you mean?
I need you to tell me more than you're letting on. Don't try and play the fool with me. I happen to know that the two of you are as thick as thieves.
Why should I tell you anything?
Because it might just change your life.
What the hell is going on in there?
Don't touch that door. You mustn't go in there.
And why not?
Because this is private property, and I don't want you to see what's going on in there.
You're hiding something.
I am not. I'm protecting, as good caretakers do.
What do we have to do to find out?
I want you to answer me this. What on earth are you doing meddling with the Resurrection Blade?
The what?
The Resurrection Blade. It's an ancient artifact of the celestial race, bestowed upon by the Eternals. Legend says that two celestial beings left it behind. Chaos and Serenity were their names. They stole it as a means to an end. If one of them championed the other, then on special conditions, the other could bring the one back. But both of them are gone now. So, it's left here without an owner. And somehow, it's found its way onto this feeble little planet. But with its powers, it has the strength to bring back the dead. And that's how you're here, isn't it, Alex?
That's not true.
Aha, yes it is. You may not know it yourself, but whoever has the blade is deciding who lives and who dies. And for some reason, they decided to choose you.
All I remember is waking up in that forest, complete again.
Ah-ha-ha! So it is true.
I couldn't believe that I was back, and it wasn't a moment too soon that I fell back into action.
That's when I found you. You were clueless and knew something had happened. I knew this was somehow connected to everything. I've seen things, Wally. I saw those big group of spiders attack the city. I noticed when the population of chocolate midge flies had increased, and I can feel time and memories all around me. I can see the face of a wicked man sneering at me in my nightmares. I know something is not right with the universe, and I intend to find out what's up.
Oh, my dear, if only you could see the obvious.
I don't understand.
Celestial beings have the potential to see into petty people like you. Humans only have 6 senses. The way we sense things is beyond your comprehension.
What is he trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that there's more to your being here than meets the eye. I think you're so lost that you don't even realize it yourself, Harriet.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
I want to quiz you to see how well you could answer me, how qualified your response would be, how well manufactured your imagination was. And here's my conclusion. You, Harriet, are not real.
I beg your pardon?
Do you really think you're human? You're more than that. Oh, one thing I forgot to add is that the Resurrection Blade itself is quite a strange specimen. It's sentient. And that's who you are. You are the Blade.
What? But I had a whole life. A family, friends, people I know.
A ruse, a ploy, imperviable poppycock. The disguise is so fathomable that you believed in it yourself.
And you're here to remove the veil.
Well, now that I know where and who you are, we simply can't have you fall into the wrong hands. You must be protected.
So is that how I came back?
Precisely, my boy. It's all starting to make sense, isn't it?
There's one more thing we need to know. What's going on here? Here, specifically. This house, this place, this structure is acting as some kind of beacon. A gateway. Why?
Ah, yes, good boy. It is a gateway. And with its power, it's been able to restore the dead before. But it cursed me a long time ago. But that's a whole nother can of worms we don't want to go into right now, do we?
Harriet, are you okay?
I don't know who I am.
Harriet, it's okay. I'm sure we can sort something out.
I don't think we can, Alex. I'm not a person. I'm an eternal object with unearthly powers.
And that made you human. Maybe this is how you can live on.
It's not the way it's supposed to be.
What am I doing? Who am I?
You're Harriet. Remember?
I'm not. I don't know who I am.
You are the Resurrection Blade, the almighty source of power that belongs back to the Celestial race.
I don't know.
What's happening to her?
You know, I think I'll take back my earlier compliment on your powers of observation and spell it out for you. She's having an identity crisis.
What can we do?
There's only one thing we can do. Protect her.
If she's a sentience of the Blade itself, what made her choose me?
It must have been fate. The Blade decides who comes back to life and who remains dead. And I'm glad it's finally here. I need its help to make a decision for me.
You can't talk about her as if she's an object.
No, I beg to differ, my good boy. You have to remember at the end of the day, that's exactly what the Blade is. It's only because of the Eternal One who made it that it has physical awareness of itself and can adopt a persona.
Object or not, she is a living entity. We need to figure out what we can do.
You're talking about me while I'm right here.
Ooh, something is coming.
Then what can we do?
You can't leave now. All right, you'll have to come in here. We'll be safe.
Oh, now you decide to let us in.
It's not like this isn't dear to me.
What do you mean?
Not many people can know about this, you understand? What's happening here is beyond any comprehension of what anybody can begin to construe. If they find out, well, they'll have me by the ears.
Who's they?
Who else? The higher power.
You're hoarding ghosts?
Not exactly per se.
They certainly look like ghosts to me.
Well, they are, but not in a way that one can simply wrap their head around.
We've got time. Try me.
How about this? Why don't you take a look at them yourselves.
They're in strawberry jam jars.
Just the perfect size for a living spirit.
Wait. These aren't a whole bunch of ghosts. These are all the same ghost.
Aha! There's the answer! Ding, 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 ding! Give the boy a prize. All ghosts are fundamentally the same person. The one person, all merging here from a multiplicity of parallel universes.
How many are there?
25. And with 27, they will be free. 27 buildings to haunt in this city. They will all have their own connection to the ghost network.
But where do they come from?
This house, this point in the dimensional landscape, is acting like a beacon, humming across an infinite amount of universes. Whenever the same events occur across the timelines, they are sanctioned to come here, no matter which universe they belong to. People came here in the past believing that there were always 27 separate ghosts. But they were wrong. They were always the same. It was always her. Except for one anomaly.
And what might be that?
Crokey.
I beg your pardon?
Crokey was like a brother to me. When he died, I disassembled his body into his poltergeist form. And when this house burned down, he was freed. But since then, he was torturously pitted to the toughest trials, and then he left this world. And with two anomalies absent, the project was never successful. The house burned, but the ghosts remained. And it's my job to see that the project is complete.
But why her? Why this one woman? What did she do to deserve this?
It's not what she deserved. It's the fate that she never received. You see, something beautiful happens when all 27 ghosts unite. They form a conglomerate, a hive mind, a network, like I said earlier. 27 is enough to combine into the flesh one more time and to bring her back, because that's what she deserves.
You speak like it's fate.
It is. And my being here will assist in engineering that.
What just happened? Can anyone hear me?
It's quite all right, my dear. It's quite all right. One more to go, and you'll meet your destiny.
What's going to happen when the 27th ghost appears? What's your being here going to do then?
Oh, I'm quite glad you asked, my dear boy. And frankly, I'm chuffed to bits that you came here this evening. You see, it was my doing that the Resurrection Blade here brought you back. I needed someone of your caliber. Well, both of yours, in fact.
You mastered this whole scenario?
Exactly! Who else would be rooted in wood and bark and grow into a magnificent tree? The blade may have brought you back, but the curse hasn't worn off.
Ah!
Thank you for being here at the exact right moment. I'm dreadfully sorry that it's going to be so painful.
My skin! My skin is turning back!
Alex!
What's happening to me?
Alex!
Who am I kidding? It is going to be painful. But for you.
Alex!
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. He's a lost cause now. It was nice knowing you, Alex. Thank you for your service. And now we are protected.
What happened?
Can't you see? The house is standing high and mighty again, just as it used to be.
What were you wanted? You needed someone who could fulfill this, and you wanted control. What happens to me now?
We must keep you safe now. There are monsters out there who would use their icky tendrils to get hold of the blade.
Then why is it only now that I've realized who I am? Why is it now that I've become so attached to who I am?
You don't see it, do you? The Resurrection Blade is capable of adopting numerous personalities for every time that it decides to manifest into a physical entity. But for now, it chose you. Who knows how many faces you've worn?
I still don't believe you.
You will in time, dearie. You will in time.
Can anyone hear me?
Ah, yes, of course. Hello. I've been waiting a long time for you. You may have met me before, but in another time. Or maybe you've met me at a different stage. Who knows?
What do you mean?
Do you remember the wicker? That thing made of twigs, sticks, and burning fire? Painful, I know. But yes, that was me underneath all the elements. That was my curse. But now, it's worn off, and I'm free.
Why were you cursed?
Another one of the celestial beings known as Exodus Chaos thought it'd be a good idea for a practical joke. to be a pawn in his game. Unfortunately for him, it looks like I have outlived him. Oh my. Something is happening.
You don't say.
Oh my, these ratings are off the scale. More ghosts are appearing. But I only needed 26.
I expect something good doesn't happen if we go over the number.
Then this beacon, this quadrant, it could be shaken so violently off the dimensional plane that all manner of nonsensical swirlish behavior could unwind. 50 ghosts. This is 70 ghosts. 100!
Do you really think you could contain me to the confines of a petty strawberry jam jar? For too long you confined me. It wasn't until now that I realized that all these ghosts were me. When we combine together, we become an indomitable force. Is that what you wanted?
I wanted to bring you back. It was always my mission.
Then why did you kill me in the first place, when you were in your previous form as the Wicker?
I couldn't control myself. The garish instinctive nature of my previous self couldn't control my impulses.
Why do you want me back?
Because this is the way. You may have sacrificed yourself in this reality, but that doesn't mean we can try again. Don't you see? This universe needs Violet.
Why me?
Because there is a time that relies on your presence. Your very being there binds the events of reality together. And I have been selected to be the custodian, passing the baton on from one to another.
Lies.
I waited 200 years for this. What reason would I have for lying to you?
What's going to happen to me?
You will be an unstoppable force, harnessing godlike powers. You will be like us.
Like who?
The celestial race. We are making you into one of us. And with that power, you will never die. You will never grow weak. You will be a guardian.
You haven't realized the greatest threat, Wally.
And what is that, dearie?
Everything that you're trying to tack together.
I don't understand.
It was hard to understand at first, but now I can see through the guise of my persona.
Yes, yes, now you see.
They're intervening.
What do you mean?
Do you realize what happens when all those numerous events from the same point in time do when they all converge in one another? It causes something beautiful.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's coming. Whether you like it or not. A convergence of the same event all happening at once on a scale like this produces one big paradox. The prophecy is unfolding!
No, it's coming, it's coming!
I'm alive. I'm alive.
Wait, prophecy? You never told me about a prophecy.
It wasn't for you to know.
Whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean by that? The Celestial Order placed me here in this universe to enact these events. I must be an important part of the events.
You're merely a footnote in their list of disproportionate list of transactions. The cake crumbs that go unfavored after eating the main course.
Can someone tell me what the hell is going on?
Look, the main thing is you're back. You're back from the dead and living again.
Yes, I know that, but my head hurts. There's so many thoughts, so many possibilities. I can see it. Every single version of events, all happening at once. They're moving around in my head like a tornado.
Oh, don't worry. You'll soon get a grip of it.
Brace yourself, Mr. Winker.
Why? What's happening?
I think This is where I can take over.
What in blazes? Who and what are you?
Names are not important, but you have something that I very much like the look of.
Oh dear.
The Resurrection Blade. Hand it over.
I will never commit such a heinous act, unlike some of the good things that we have just done, but that's entirely different. I have devoted my life to guarding it here.
Well, you haven't done a very good job of that.
And just what do you mean by that?
Because I have it with me right now.
Then how is she right here with me? Oh no, Harriet! Harriet, come back!
I'm sorry.
Merely a projection. The resemblance is so uncanny that it could be real.
How long has she been a projection for?
Around about the time that the gateway began to open. Long enough that I could displace her and put her back where she belongs.
And just what are you going to do with her?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? I have everything right where I need it. It's a good thing that you have Violet here, but it would be a terrible shame if the blade fell in the wrong hands. Oh, wait! They have.
Harriet! Harriet!
She's disappeared.
But you're here. You're actually still here.
Can you please tell me exactly what is going on?
You're safe. That's the main thing.
This is the house?
Yes, it is. And we're safe now. No more ghosts or murders or trials.
But why bring me back?
They just asked me to fulfill this mission, Violet, to bring you back for a specific purpose. But if you like, we don't have to do that. We can stay here where nobody can harm us. We can exile ourselves from the outside world and live a safe and happy life.
What was that?
Oh, heavens.
You may have turned me into the foundation of this building with my tree-like qualities, but you haven't taken away my consciousness or my ability to control.
Violet, you need to get out of here while you can.
He's locked the doors.
I'm going to pay you back for what you did, Violet. If you're going to make me a part of this house, trying to devour you too!
Where do I go?
Celestial Avenue, just off Little Brook Street. There's a shop there. Go there and you will find refuge.
How do I get out though?
Use your wit!
Here it goes then.
Accept my fate, Alex. I did this to you. Now you can do your worst.
Say hello to my furnace.
Oh, shit.
What's going to happen to me?
Well, I've got a deal that you won't be able to resist.
I won't do it.
Well, you will. Once you realize what's in it for you.
Whatever you're trying to sell me, I won't take it.
Don't you want to live?
I do.
Don't you want to have a life?
More than anything.
I can give that to you. You will never have to serve any master. The celestial race will never bother you again.
What do I have to do?
To my world.